Welcome to Sozo's Podcast, a student ministry of Victory Family Church located in Cranberry Township, PA. We're glad you're here. We meet every Wednesday night from 6:30 to 8:30. Check us out on Instagram at SozoYTH.
You guys all hear that? Am I hearing things? I might be crazy. I don't know. I am crazy for sure. Hey, guys, I'm so glad that you're here. We are in week one of a brand new series called Kingdom Builders, KB, if you wanted to be cool and all. But I'm so excited for what God has in store for us. And let me just say this, that in this series that we are going to be building and expanding the kingdom, reaching more faster, and we're going to make an impact. We live to give. I'm just so excited. Y'all got this packet. I'm going to get to it in a minute, so just hold on. I'm going to get to it in a minute, okay? But before I unpack this thought, which is ultimately where we're going to land tonight, I just wanted to remind us why we're all here. We exist as a church and a youth group so that all people can understand that God loves them unconditionally. You know God loves you unconditionally? Man, how about that last song in worship? Anybody just feeling it? Did I come to the right youth group tonight? I gotta warn you. I got a bunch of passion. I'm burning in passion. It's gonna be good tonight. I got an empty water bottle in my pocket, just in case you all wanna know. Hey, listen, if you missed last week, I want you to go back and please listen to the podcast as we talked about serving the one at a time. I believe that it's so important. And so if you missed that, please go back and get caught up to speed with where we're at. By the way, if this is tonight is your first night, welcome to the family. I just got to tell you, come on. That's awesome. Let's clap it up. Let's make some noise. You belong in your family. That's so true. Listen, as a family, we want everybody to know God. You got to keep coming to Sozo so that you can get the tools and the resources to grow in right relationship with Christ. So I just say, come on to that. I'm sorry. The delayed, come on. So good. I want to give you a glimpse into the next few weeks because they're going to be pretty powerful. Next week, we're going to continue the series Kingdom Builders. It's going to be awesome. I'm going to really dive into missions. Anybody in here a junior or senior? Okay. All you others that didn't raise your hand, you will be juniors and seniors. And so everybody in our church in student ministries is going to get to go on a missions trip. And I'm so excited. I don't want you to miss that. So please, it's so important that you're here next week as we continue to unpack what God is going to be doing in us and through us. And then the week after that, how many of you guys know Cody and Mariah are Waymaker students? Come on, give it up for them. They are going to be bringing the word of God, and I'm so excited. So this is 2 weeks. They're going to be bringing the heat, the fire. It's going to be lit. I don't know what any of that means, but it's going to go down, okay? So you got to get here, be here, or be square. And I'm dad jokes. All right, y'all with me. Anyway, that's the glimpse into the next few weeks as we unpack Kingdom Builders and we talk about the series that we're in. And I'm telling you that I really believe people are going to get stirred up and get ready to step up and step out. So let's go ahead. We're going to go to Matthew. Pull out your Bibles. We're going to go to Matthew 28:19. And as we're opening up God's word, I just encourage you that if you didn't bring your Bible, there's a closet in the back. If you open that closet, it goes to Narnia. So don't go all the way in there. But listen, there's Bibles in there. So if you don't have a paper Bible, you can steal one. If you forgot your Bible here, I just gave it away. I'm sorry, not sorry. Okay? But get a Bible. And if you've got your phone on you, that's your Bible. Download the YouVersion Bible app. It's amazing. Let's go through God's word together. Highlight scripture. If you don't have any of that, and you've been sending smoke signals to tell your friends that you didn't have school today, it's good. It's good. We got it up on the screen, so you're covered. I encourage you guys to take notes tonight. Note takers are history makers. I really believe that with everything in me, that you got to be an echo before you're a voice. You got to be an echo before you're a megaphone. God wants to do something in you right now tonight so he can do something through you. I believe that with everything in me because I'm a living testimony of it. And so Matthew 28:19, if you're with me, say yeah. So here's some context real quick. This is Jesus speaking. This is red letters. It's a big deal. The whole Bible's a big deal, but this is Jesus, our King, our Lord, our Savior, is speaking. Now, Jesus, he just to give you some more context, he just died on the cross for you and I and the sins and all of humanity to be our savior. You can't make it to heaven. Only Jesus can get you there. We go to heaven through Jesus. And so he died for the sins of the world. So he's now risen from the dead. And he gives this, he's talking to his disciples. This is his great commission. This is his last command. This is before Jesus ascends into heaven on an elevator. Okay, ready? Watch what Jesus said in Matthew 28:19. Jesus said this: "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." I just love it because Jesus is making it so clear that the church doesn't exist for us, but we are the church and we exist for the world. It gets me excited, and I just pray that you're taking notes tonight. If you're taking notes, you could write down the title of today's talk. It's called "Until the World Knows." Until the world knows, and I believe that our word for the year is generosity. And I believe that we are going to be known as a student ministry that is the most generous, that 2019, we are going to be known for being rich in generosity. Rich in generosity with our time, our talent, and our treasure, and amen to that. Until the world knows. I got to tell you, I got some passion tonight. Hold on to your butts. It's going to be good. And I believe that God wants to give us a fresh revelation of who he is tonight. I really believe that God wants to give us a fresh revelation of who he is so that we could be kingdom builders. And I want to talk today with an abundant of passion about who our great God is. I believe that we need a fresh revelation of Jesus so that we could be kingdom builders. And I promise you tonight that if you came in here, you can leave with your head held high, smile on your face, and excited for who our great God is. If you could just get a glimpse of Jesus. We don't worship a God that used to be, we worship a God that is. And I'm very excited. I believe that because of his generosity, we're gonna be kingdom builders. Amen. Hey, let's just bow our heads. We're gonna pray. God, I thank you so much for your word. Lord, I thank you that every word that comes out of my mouth, let it not be of me, but only you, Jesus. Stir our hearts, Father. I thank you for doing a work in us and through us tonight. God, I thank you. I thank you that we have the ability to lean in and listen to what you're saying. God, open our ears so we can hear the Holy Spirit. Open our eyes so we can just see you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, everybody said together, amen and amen. Hey, I don't know about you. I don't know if you've ever been on like a family vacation and y'all like crammed into one vehicle and drove a far distance. But when I was back in high school, way back when, we all crammed inside one vehicle. It was a Ford Focus and we drove to Texas. Oh, it was 24-hour drive. It was, you talk about getting to know somebody, getting to know them well, like, come on, 24 hours in a car straight without stopping for a hotel. That's a lot of time to spend with your family. And so we all went down to Texas, and we went to visit my aunts and my uncles. Everybody got together. It wasn't quite a family reunion, but we just wanted to get together and love on one another. So we spent a week together on a vacation, family vacation in Texas. We did a lot of things, had a lot of fun. But one of the most memorable things that I'll never forget to this day is when we went tubing down a lazy river. It's like when you're in Texas, there's like nothing to do, and there's all these rivers everywhere. So everybody's just like, "You want to go river tubing? That's like, let's just do that." And so we did that as a whole entire family. We all crammed into my family's vehicle so that we could all spend time with them. And we literally drove to like one of those rental shops where they shuttle you like 15 miles upriver so that you can just float down lazy river style, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, it was amazing. And so we had so much fun. We get in the water. Now, my mom, my mother, she's not quite the person that's like, you have anybody in your life that they just tell you that they can do everything and there's no limits, but you know there's a limit. And when you're like talking to them, you're looking at them, you're like, yeah, I don't know that this is, that you're called to that. I just don't know that you should be doing that. Like, and so that's my mom. So she gets inside the tube and she starts going down. She gets stuck in the tube. And now the water was already low because it's like the middle of summertime. It's July. And we're going down the lazy river. And about 2 hours into an 8-hour lazy river trip, okay, my mom is getting beat up. I just feel bad for the woman, but it's kind of fun. Like, you know, like when you see your family members just getting tortured and you're like, I'm sorry. that I'm not sorry. And so like, I'm watching my mom, she's going down the river, and I mean, she's hitting every single stone, there would be parts where like you could veer to the left and you could go down the safe way, or like there's raging rapids. And for some reason, my mom didn't hear that like raging rapids ahead, don't go down there. So there was one point about 2 hours in that my mom literally, she got stuck in the tube, but then she also like flipped upside down. Okay, and she's going down a raging rapids section, and she's screaming for help, bloody murder. We're watching this happen. She could have died. And it's hilarious, you know? You've been there, don't judge me. And so my mom, she's just going down, and like we help her because she literally could have died. And she comes up out of the water, and she's, Jesus! But she's still stuck in the tube. And so my mom, she's Italian. I feel like that's enough said, but if it wasn't, my mom, she gets angry. Okay, so she hit her limit. She's had enough. So she gets out. She's on the side. My mom and my dad are taking a break, but the whole family wants to keep going. So we're like, hey, you just all catch up. And so we make it all the way through the rest, and we pull off. We're done. We're at the rental place. We still haven't seen my mom. We're like, oh, God, did we lose her? Like, did she make it? We don't know. Like, you know, somebody got saved. Somebody else is praying in tongues. It's like, it's crazy. We're just believing the best, you know? And so my mom comes walking down the road carrying her tube. My dad no longer has a tube. I don't know what happened. And my mom is like, she's a little bit of she's swearing as she's coming up, and she makes it to the van, and my whole family, my aunts, my uncles, my cousins, we're all like, what happened? Where were you? And my mom like unloads, you know, she just freaks out for a moment. Rightfully so, you almost died. Like, it was kind of crazy, but we still found it funny. And so my mom begins to tell us how she never got back in the water. She was so upset that she got out, she walked up the hill, and then she made it to like a cattle pasture. And she walked through the cattle pasture, okay? And then she said, I had to jump this fence. And after I jumped the fence with your father, who's not a good jumper, after I jumped the fence and we turned around, we saw that it said for the bulls and stay out. And then she said, and we could see the bull, but the bull didn't see us. So I almost died again. And so she's there. And my family is so irritated. They didn't handle it well. They didn't handle, like, so we all rode together, but my extended family gets in the vehicle, starts the vehicles, and drive away without us. And so it was like an extreme awkward moment. And I'll never forget my mom. This is so crazy. My mom looked at me and she said, you know, we think we know people. We think we know someone, and sometimes you really don't know them. And I just feel like sometimes we hear about our great God, and we hear about his grace, his mercy, and his kindness, but we don't really know him. We don't really know him for ourselves. We don't really know how he responds. And so I just came to encourage you tonight. And I believe that you can leave with your head held high and so excited for the future and where God's taking you. I'm going to give you four thoughts about who our God is. Four thoughts. I just pray that you're writing this down tonight as I just encourage us. You could write down number one. Who he is makes me who I am. Who he is, that's what actually makes me who I am. Remember that the enemy of your soul always wants to threaten who you are. The devil himself, he always wants to question your identity. He'll first attack your identity. He'll say things like, hey, are you really forgiven? Are you really graced by God? Are you really loved? I know you all just sang that song about worship, but does God really love you? I saw what you did. Does he really love you? Are you really blessed? Are you really favored by God? Does God really love you unconditionally? Does he hear your prayers? He always wants to first challenge your identity. Can I tell you that you will not know who you are until you know whose you are? I love who Jesus is. Jesus came to heal the brokenhearted. Jesus came to set captives free. He came for sinners like you and I. I don't know who I'm preaching to tonight, but who he is makes me who I am. I know who I belong to, so I know who I am. I am a child of God. I am called. I am anointed. I am graced. I am powerful. Come on, I know who I belong to. Who I am is a direct result of who he is. Do not be mistaken. Who he is has made me who I am. You know what I love about Jesus? I love who Jesus is. But even furthermore, I love who he's not. In fact, you could write down thought number two tonight. I love who he's not. So if this is who he is, if he has freedom and he is loving, he's accepting, he's forgiving, he's gracious, he's kind. Let's go love opposite for a moment, okay? So I love who he's not. God's not inconsistent. God's not negligent. He's not forgetful. He shows up on time. He's reliable. He's always there for us. Our God does what he says he's gonna do. I love who he's not. He's not harsh. He's not critical. He's not mean. He's not judgmental. I love who he's not. Who he's not is just as powerful as who he is. He's not some God that shows up whenever he wants to. He's not, he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Can I just tell you today that I don't just love who Jesus is. I love who he's not. He's not boring. He's not mean-spirited. He's not out to hurt people. He's not trying to keep people away from church or away from heaven. He's not just for the elite. He's not just for the exclusive. He's not a lover of some races over other races. He's not a lover over one country or over another country. I'm thankful today that he has made me who I am. I thank God for who he's not. I praise the Lord. Come on, somebody, you could put your hands together if you just believe that. Praise him today. And you can count on this. This is number three, and I just pray that this is encouraging somebody. He will forever be this way. Oh, number three is he will forever be this way. He will forever be this way. It's not like a trend. It's not like a fad. It's not like, oh, wow. Wow. Jesus got cool all of a sudden. Jesus is really trendy right now. He's trending. Type in his name. This is amazing. No, can I tell you? I'm sorry. That's funnier than y'all thought. Can I tell you that this is who Jesus has always been? The Bible says, watch this in Hebrews 13, verse 8. This is so awesome. Watch this. Jesus says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We serve a forever God. He's gonna forever be kind. He's gonna forever be gracious. He's forever gonna be loving. We serve a forever God. He's gonna love us unconditionally forever. He is forever. His love endures forever. There's no end to his rule. His throne will last forever. The Bible says in Isaiah 40, verse 8, it says that the grass may wither, the flowers may fade, but the word of the Lord will endure forever. Come on. His word lasts forever. We're part of a forever kingdom. We're part of a forever government. This is who we will be forever. He's forever loving. He's forever kind. He's forever engaging. He's forever for you. Forever he has plans to bless your life. This is forever, and I just love this. God is always gonna love me. He's always gonna love you. He's always blessing us. He's always throwing a party for me. Come on, somebody. If you believe that, let me just hear you. Thank the Lord that today, y'all didn't hear me? Somebody say, come on. Thank the Lord that this is who we will forever be. Some of you just need to be encouraged because maybe you feel like I haven't been so faithful on some of the things that God has asked me to do, and I haven't followed through on this, that, or the other, and maybe you're dealing with some things in your life, but can I just encourage you today that this is who he is, this is who he's not, and this is who he will forever be. God is always gonna be for you. God is always gonna be patient. The Bible says that as far as the east is from the west, he has cast all of the transgressions from you. God is for you. It's not against you. God loves you. He relentlessly chases us down, whether we want to accept it or not. Before you ever chose him, he chose you. You weren't second choice, you were first choice. This is who he will forever be. And let me just encourage you with this last and final thought. This is number four. This is ultimately going to lead us into being a kingdom builder. And number four is this. This is my charge to you. This today is the go and do. And this will lead us right into the vision of kingdom builders. Number four, embrace him, praise him, and follow him. embrace him, praise him, and follow him. This is who he is. He is the bread of the life. He is the great I am. He is the living water. He's the way, the truth, and the life. This is who he is. He's forever going to be this way. And some of you just need to embrace grace, because grace is not a thing. Grace is not a principle. Grace is a person, and his name is Jesus Christ. Embrace him today. Embrace Jesus today. Say, Jesus, I need your embrace. I need your love. I need to feel your mercy, your grace, your kindness, your peace. Some of us just need to embrace the reality that God is obsessed with you and loves you. In spite of things that you've done, in spite of places that you've gone, in spite of things that you've touched or looked at, he is for you and he is with you. God loves you. And you might as well just embrace him today. And then when you're done embracing him, praise him. Praise the Lord our God with all your heart, soul, might, strength. Come on, praise him. Our identity is found in Jesus. God, you're so good. God, I thank you. I think you're so good. Come on, I know that I was wretched. I know I'm poor. I'm broken. I'm needy. I don't deserve it. But, oh, God, I'm a sinner. But thank you, Jesus, that you love someone like me. And then follow him. Follow him, follow him, follow him, follow him, follow God with all your heart, your soul, with all your strength. Follow him. Follow the Lord your God. Follow him. Just say, I'm a follower of Jesus. And as a follower of Jesus, Jesus said in the Great Commission, Jesus said in Matthew 28:19, Jesus said, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. How are we gonna do that? I'm gonna tell you right now. Everybody walked in here with a booklet. In the back of every single seat is a card. I'm gonna tell you right now, through Kingdom Builders. What is that? I'll make it so easy. This is what Kingdom Builders is. Kingdom Builders is a giving framework that creates a simple but impacting approach to our church to make an impact, to make a difference, to live beyond these four walls. God has created you to not just come and be a consumer, but to be a contributor. God has given you all the tools in your toolbox. God has called you for such a time as this. And what Kingdom Builders does is it brings awareness to what we're doing for God. What are we doing for God? Do you guys have any idea what we're doing for God?
Well, you do now.
It provides a reporting system to keep global missions. Come on, we're all talking about missions. To keep missions and the local church expanding, hallelujah, and to invest in future Christian leaders to actually be a kingdom builder. This year, I just want to tell you guys, this year, together as a youth group, we're going to commit to giving out of our generosity $25,000. Come on. Dude, you were quick, bro. $25,000 as a student ministry. I want to tell you where that's going to go. $25,000. Number one, missions. We are planning to send all of our juniors and seniors on a missions trip. We want to be known for being the most generous student ministry with our time, our talent, and our treasure. Listen, we as a church, we're going to send all juniors and seniors from here on out. Y'all heard me. From here on out, we're going to send you as a church. It'll cost you $100. The rest will be free. That's it. $100, the rest is going to be free. I don't know if you've ever been on a missions trip. Who in here has been on a missions trip? Let me see your hand. All right. You know it doesn't cost $100. Everybody that's been on a missions trip, it costs thousands of dollars to go on a missions trip. It's not a little ask. It's not a little thing. This is a big deal. Yeah. It's about to go down, y'all. I don't know if you're feeling me. Listen, we're going to send all of you on a missions trip at some point, sometime, of you coming through student ministries. You are going to go and impact people and live beyond these four walls. It is amazing. It's amazing. And I know like my tone has changed and because I want you to grasp this. I don't want to preach this. I want you to grasp this. This is like the biggest thing that we've ever done. This is so huge. Listen, people are going to be impacted because of your generosity. There's other requirements, and here's what they are. I'm just going to be straight with you. I'm going to straight shoot. Sozo's got to be your home youth group. Victory Family Church has to be your church. We're sending our church out into the mission field. How do you get plugged? Keep coming. That's how I'm going to know. Keep coming. Y'all walk by a computer, just check in. That's why you're checking in, so that I know that this is your home. And so that we as a church and a youth group know when you're missing. Because when you're missing, there's a seat empty, and we love you, and we don't want you to miss out on what God has for you. And we fight for each other, not against each other. It matters. I'll tell you right now, look, there's four seats right here. Does that bother you all? Because it bothers me. Those are my friends that are coming to Jesus. They're not going to come to Jesus by how many likes they get. They're not going to come to Jesus by how much money they make. They're not going to come to Jesus by how much mom and dad make. They're going to come to Jesus right here. We are the church. I'm not just the church. What's a finger? We are the church. I just am so excited for what God's doing, and I just pray that these seats being empty bother you as much as they bother me. Because those are our friends. You got to come 50% or more. If you can't make it 50% or more because you have legit reasons, well, you got to tell your small group leader. You got to have a relationship with your small group leader. You got to be plugged in, because if they know that, then that changes everything and you can still go. Does that make sense? I see some of us, they're just like, yeah, they're eating it up. They're like, yeah, you preach it, white boy. Yeah. Listen, if you don't have a great relationship with your small group leader, make a great relationship with them. Students, we want to cultivate relationship with our small group leaders so they know that you're an active member. You were born to make an impact. The time to make an impact is now. The time is now to step up and step out. It's now. By the end of this series, I'm going to be looking to find out who all is coming on this mission trip. I am. And so if that's you in the room and you want to go, I'm going to need to know. You're going to need to tell your small group leader that, listen, juniors and seniors, I want to go. Anybody that's not a junior and senior, stay plugged in, because you're going to go. You're going to go. And because of our generosity, we're going to help support A21. That's where $25,000 is going to go to. We're going to help support A21. It's a nonprofit organization fueled by the radical hope that human beings everywhere will be rescued from the bondage that they're in, completely restored. Their mission is to abolish slavery everywhere, forever. In fact, I just want you to watch for yourself. Check this out.
They were scared of impossibilities.
Like, let's just continue with that trend and say two more Super Bowl appearances beyond this one.
You've got to go after something if you believe in it.
Innocent young lives are being impacted by this crime and being ruined by this crime, and traffickers are preying on the most vulnerable people in our world.
I'm looking at all of these faces. I kept reading the word missing, missing, missing. Then, as I'm looking, the little girl's name was Sophia. That's my moment. Everything changed.
This Sunday, Uber Rewards members in the losing city get free rides for 60 minutes after the game.
I went from looking to see.
Are you Russell?
What could have been my child.
Really? Another 1 yard short.
That moment changed everything because I saw my daughter.
Every time we put a trafficker in jail, that could represent tens, hundreds, or in some cases, thousands of girls that we won't have to rescue because the person who is going to traffic them is behind bars.
years ago, I didn't know it existed. And the fact is, I woke up and my eyes were open, my mouth was open, I was one person. And now look at the effect of what's happened. Can you imagine if every single human being that's seeing this wakes up like I did 10 years ago? Do you really think we can abolish slavery everywhere forever? Absolutely. Absolutely.
I just pray that when things break God's heart, that it begins to break your heart. Come on, who He is makes me who I am. Who He is makes me who I am. No one ever made a difference being like everyone else. The time is now to step up and to step out. Who He is makes me who I am. Come on, we have the ability to stand up for those that can't stand up for themselves. God has given you all the tools in your toolbox. You have the ability to radically change somebody's future. You do. I'm looking around this room. There's 125 plus people in this room. God has given you everything that you need to be a mouthpiece to change somebody's life, to stand up. Does that bother you? Because I got to tell you, it breaks my heart. I got to tell you that breaks God's heart. I want us to win, and I want us to win big. Come on. I'm looking around this room. I see people that are skilled. They're driven. They're courageous. They're kind. They're loving. They're passionate. They're committed. We are called to be kingdom builders. We're not called to be quiet and sit on the sidelines and get spiritually fat and walk around here with these big, oh, so I heard a good message. It was real good, Pastor Ben. We talked about being generous. God has called you now. I don't know where that came from. I'm sorry. Come on, preach. God has called you now to step up and to step out. Seriously. Seriously, we are kingdom builders. There's a roaring lion that's out to kill, steal, and destroy and looking for who we can devour. And I'm not going to back down. I'm willing to stand up, and I'm willing to fight for those that can't fight. I'm saying, no, I'm going to be relentless. I'm not going to give up. I won't be quiet. You can't shut me up because I know what my great God has done. The time is now. I'm going to fight. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to give up because greater is He that's in me than he who's in the world. We can do this. You and I together, if we're united, there's a commanded blessing. The Bible, God said it Himself. There's a commanded blessing. We can do this. We can build God's house together. By the way, God's not trying to build some rinky-dinky shack. He's building something that's magnificent, something that's glorious, something that will shake this world. The time is now to stand up, to step out, and to live beyond our own needs. We're going to do something that the Northeast has never seen before. We're going to do something that's going to change generations to come. You are the catalyst for change that you've been looking for. You are. We're going to pour gasoline on a God-lit fire. We're going to riot people's hearts for Jesus. We're going to multiply God's kingdom, and we're going to do it through kingdom builders. Because of our generosity, well, we're not just going to stop there. We're also going to support Silver Ring Thing as well. They exist to inspire sexual wholeness in this generation. In our generation now, by the power of the gospel, we have been called by Jesus as followers of Jesus Christ to be generous. Jesus said it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. It's more blessed to give than it is to receive. We will tell people that respond to our generosity, how could you? Why would you do it? Like, you don't know how bad I have it. My life's a wreck. Maybe I've been stuck in human trafficking. You don't know what I've been going through. We will be able to look people in the eyes And we will tell them why we're being so generous, because we had the most generous God that gave it all, that died on the cross for our sins and the sins of the world. We have the ability to step up, to step out, to move beyond these four walls and see people's lives radically changed forever. We have the ability to encourage them to take a step with Jesus so that they will not perish, but they will have everlasting life, because it doesn't matter how many likes. It doesn't matter how much money they have. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and there's no way to the Father except through him. People are dying and they're going to hell and they're living such horrible lives, but we have the ability to step up and to step out and be a light in the world. There's four empty seats right here. There's an empty seat right there. There's an empty seat right there. There's two empty seats. Look how many empty seats are in this room. Does it bother you? It bothers me. It bothers God, who died for you and I so that we could live eternally with him, so that we don't have to suffer, so that we have to be bound and stuck in bondage and tormented in sin. But by his grace, his love, his mercy, his kindness, this is who he is. I love who he's not. I love who he will forever be. And we have the ability to embrace him and to praise him and to follow him. And as followers of Jesus, we've been called to be a light in the world and to not sit back while things are happening, to step up and to step out. I just gotta tell you, there has been 27 people on high school campus experiences that have come to Jesus. 27 people. That we will see in heaven and we will spend eternity with. You and I, we are literally serving the one and only God that has ever walked this earth. He's not a false God. He's not a false prophet. He is the Messiah. I won't stop until the world knows. I just pray that you won't stop until the world knows either. Can we stand to our feet? I just want to encourage you that when we go into this song, that you just take a moment and you make this personal. You don't have to believe what we believe to be here. You are family. You belong here. You are part of the family. But I just encourage you that you take a step during this song. You could come up to the front. We're going to praise God. We're going to sing about who this great King is. His name is Jesus. He's Lord above all lords. He's the name above all names. He's the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the Lord of hosts, Elohim, El Shaddai. These are all names of our living Father, who is for you, he's not against you.